A Christmas Carol opens this Friday night at the Hippodrome State Theater in Gainesville. It's a tradition that dates back more than three decades now. Donna Green Townsend talked with longtime Ebenezer Scrooge character Rusty Solling about his long run as the man everyone loves to hate.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Now that you're all warmed up,
yes.
If you were to count how many times you've had to say Bah Humbug over the years, how many times do you think you've said it?
Wow. Interesting question, and I'm madly doing math in my head right now. I think there might be six or seven in the show, so that times 21, seven times 21.
You didn't know math was going to be a part of this interview, did you?
I didn't know there was going to be a pop quiz. Oh, I hate those.
Pop out the calculator.
Seven. What did I say? Seven in the show and then times 21. Well, that's not that many, is it? That's 140-something or something like that.
And that's is that just for one of the seasons?
Oh, well, so you no. I'm thinking that there's only one show of A Christmas Carol a year. I've gone insane. But no. Okay, I can't do that math.
How many years?
It's 21 years for me as Scrooge, yeah.
Wow.
Just 21.
But, you know, people who are listening who love A Christmas Carol and have been coming for years because it's a tradition in Gainesville, they know you're really a nice guy off stage, right? You're not really just like an old Ebenezer, really, are you?
Well, I hope not. When it's this time of year and I'm doing the show, people keep calling me Scrooge every time I do something that might be a little bit Scrooge-like. But no, I'm not like Scrooge.
I sort of jumped in my seat when you did that.
I'm a really nice guy.
So the part just hasn't gotten old for you?
No, it never does. And people ask me this question all the time, and it is a great part. It just has all the emotions that any actor would want to play, from A to Z and beta, alpha, beta, gamma, you know, whatever. It just has such great range and is such a great character because you get to be awful, hideous, horrible person, and then you get to be this wonderful person and all the degrees in between. Yeah.
Now, how close to the original book does this play stay?
Well, I have to say it's based on the Charles Dickens novella, but it is cut up and compacted and stripped down so that we can hold very young people's attention for about an hour and 10 or 12 or 15 minutes, something like that. It's still Charles Dickens' words right there on the stage, just not all of them.
Now, I have seen some wonderful special effects through the years.
Oh, we've got flying ghosts, we've got fog, we've got lights, we've got spectacular sound. Oh, we have some pretty scary sound that will shake your seats because it is a ghost story and there are scary parts. We've got a few secrets that we keep about how we do some of the magical things in the show. We have a tombstone that chases Scrooge around the stage.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's kind of scary. Now, yeah. All right, these little kids, I know they come from grade schools from all around, outside of Alachua County, too?
Yeah.
And so you have to have some interesting memories of unique reactions from some of these kids who've never maybe seen it before until they saw it in person.
Right.
Can you share any of those?
Yeah, well, the thing about playing to very young audiences and this play is they believe. You put it out in front of them like that, and I mean, we do a pretty good job of making it believable, and they eat it up and they accept it, and there is a ghost in here.
Any of them start crying?
Oh, well, they scream, but bloody murder. they just go crazy when the scariest ghost flies around. It's like a wall of noise of 250 kids screaming at the top of their lungs, because we have some shows that are all like 90% kids, because, you know, we bus them in from everywhere for morning shows. But yeah, it's a lot of noise.
All right, well, we can't let you go without giving us one more Bah Humbug.
Oh, another Bah Humbug. Well, let me see if I can gear up and get ready for such a thing. Bah Humbug! And a Merry Christmas to all.
And that was Donna Green Townsend talking with Rusty Salling. A Christmas Carol runs alternately with a new play this year, This Wonderful Life. For more information, go online to thehip.org.